Testing, testing, 1, 2. Okay, this is Eric Olander, ICRT News, protest story, January 16, 1990. Reminiscent of the late 1960s, early 70s anti-war protest of the Vietnam conflict, demonstrators in San Francisco and Berkeley, California, have taken to the streets. ICRT News San Francisco correspondent Eric Olander reports from downtown Berkeley. Story comes to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Only hours after the news of President Bush's order to initiate Operation Desert Storm, anti-war demonstrators have congested both downtown Berkeley and San Francisco. In San Francisco, thousands of protesters marched through the financial district to the federal building, choking traffic for miles around. There were no reports of vandalism, injuries, or arrests, unlike yesterday's demonstrations, which closed the entire Bay Bridge and resulted in hundreds of arrests. In Berkeley, peaceful anti-war demonstrators listened to speeches and rallied against American military conflict in the Middle East. One participant explains the objectives of the demonstrators.
Working people in the United States have no interest in this war. Bring our sons and daughters home. This is not our fight. We're opposed to it.
Tomorrow, protest organizers in San Francisco are planning to seal the entire city off from commuters by forming human walls across bridges, freeways, and subway entrances in an attempt to get their message to Washington. Eric Olander, ICRT News, Berkeley, California.